DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The US has called on Hamas to agree to a bridging proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza after it gained the backing of Israel. Alistair Bunkle is Sky News' Middle Eastern correspondent. Good morning to you, Alistair. Will Hamas agree?
Good morning. We don't know. This bridging proposal is designed to be a compromise to satisfy the demands of the Israeli government, but hopefully be sufficient for Hamas to agree to. Antony Blinken, the US Secretary of State, who was here in Israel yesterday meeting Netanyahu, amongst others, will go to Cairo and Doha today, the two other mediators in the talks, and he will relay it to them, and he will push them to in turn pressure Hamas into accepting it.
There was a suggestion that Israel kept trying to move the goalposts and America had kept trying to bring them back. How much of this is really dictated by Israel, which will make it unpalatable to Hamas?
Well, I mean, there are obviously two sides to this negotiation, to any negotiation, and both of them have their red lines and they are sticking pretty firmly to them. Hamas accused Netanyahu of adding various conditions to any ceasefire agreement. They've released a statement to me this morning where they outline where they think Netanyahu has strayed from what was originally a US proposal that was backed by the UN Security Council earlier, you know, a couple of months ago, earlier on in the summer. They say they're on board with that proposal, but they highlight a number of areas in the new proposal that they accuse Netanyahu of adding to and therefore running the risk of a ceasefire not being agreed.
Ultimately, trust has to be a factor here, and it has been incredibly lacking.
Yeah, there is, and it goes for most wars, but there is no trust between the two sides. Hamas also have very little trust in America as an independent mediator. I don't suspect any bridging proposal that the Americans put forward would do much to garner the trust of Hamas. But ultimately, both sides have to see the prospect of a ceasefire being in their favor, which means they both have to get out of it something that they want. And it will come down to a compromise. It will come down to putting pressure on both sides that now is the right time to cease fire, even if it is only for the first phase, an initial 6 weeks. I think there is, well, there's certainly skepticism over here that either Netanyahu has agreed to something yesterday that the Americans put forward that he knows that Hamas won't get on board with, or he is predicting that the initial 6 week ceasefire, which would see the release of some of the living hostages, will come to an end after 6 weeks. We won't get to a second phase and they will return to fighting once again. And that will be enough to satisfy the right wing in his government who are strongly opposed to any ceasefire.
Okay. Alistair Bunkle of Sky News, thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.